Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Every year, we make resolutions to look better, feel better, and earn more money. But while our intentions are good, our follow-through is often lacking. Research has found that by February, 45% have given up the goals they set in January. Well, I say, not this year, and not you. The heck with the research. With regards to your direct selling business, this year can be the year you shift your viewpoint, skill set, and mindset to master the cycle of the seasons. You can and deserve to master all 12 months to meet and exceed your goals. So welcome to January. Your new year begins now. It's time to move from aspiration to action. So what are your next steps? Let's begin by reviewing your key income-producing activities and identifying the results they create, or what I call gauges. These gauges reflect the results of your action and consistency. And when you keep your focus on the income-producing activities spelled out in your company's business system, you will see an increase in sales and sponsoring. The gauges never lie. Let's identify some gauges you can track to meet and exceed your goals. Paid as title. Number of new people personally sponsored. Number of new customers. Number of qualified legs. Total organizational volume. And monthly income. I recommend that you work with your sponsor or someone in your upline to set goals around these gauges. Commit to them in writing and take ownership of them. Once you have your goals in place, what are some proven strategies for meeting and exceeding your goals? Let's review three in this month's ZAM plan. Commit to a sprint, treat your business like a business, and work a 90-day plan. All right, commit to a sprint. What does that mean to commit to a sprint? It means go fast in the hours you have, especially if you are working your business in precious part-time hours. Block off time and place high value on those hours. You don't need 40 hours a week to be wildly successful in this business. It's what you do in your hours that can create success. Work with your sponsor to gain clarity on exactly what activities you should be doing to move your business forward. Some good questions to ask are, what are your priorities? What is the best use of your time? What are your income-producing activities? What are the most effective ways to work with your sponsor or someone in your upline? To help answer these questions, here are three proven steps. 1. Identify your most interested prospects. Work with your sponsor and identify the best approach to help move them through the prospecting funnel toward a decision. 2, make a list of the top 10 to 20 people who you will reach out to next. Don't delay. Reach out and introduce your business and your products to new people. Consistently talking to new people is a proven strategy to pick up your pace. 3, schedule time for three-way calls with your sponsor. With three-way calls, you leverage your leader's expertise. It's the fastest way to learn new language and new skills, and it's a proven and professional way to ensure that your prospect receives the information they need to discover their interest. And as you take action, continually ask yourself, will this activity help me increase the pace of my business? Here's a lesson for champions. You can control the pace of your business by the number of new people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. Let me say that again. You can control the pace of your business by the number of new people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. So it just makes sense to commit to a sprint. Now is not the time for a casual pace. Now is not the time to prejudge, have a chicken list, or mildly greet the new year. Now is the time for short-term massive action. Now is the time to jumpstart your month. Heck, anyone can walk. Anyone can skip. Champions sprint. All right, number two, treat your business like a business. Once you start your sprint, the question then becomes, how do you stay consistent regardless of the distractions of the season? How do you learn to treat your business like a business and thrive in any cycle of the season? For starters, you don't dabble. There is a difference between dabbling, or what I call taking a casual stance with your business, and working your business purposefully in dedicated part-time hours. It's time to make a choice. As you begin the new year, make the commitment to play full out, to be all in, to have a whatever it takes attitude. When you dabble, it's easy to avoid those activities that move you out of your comfort zone, that stretch you a little, that make you uncomfortable. Yet those are the activities that create success. When you make the choice to commit, when you choose to be a champion, doors will open, opportunities will present themselves, and you will move more confidently in the direction of your dreams. And finally, work a 90-day plan. Once you choose to be a champion, what's the game plan? I recommend a 90-day plan. I love working in 90-day periods. You may notice that it matches the annual business quarters and the four seasons of the calendar. So a 90-day plan is tailor-made for your Zan plan. 90 days is a period of time most people can commit to. And why? Because it's not too long. It's not too intimidating. It's not as if you're asked to do something for a year or 5 years. For most of us, we can do anything for 90 days. So it's a reasonable period of time to commit to a focused effort in building your business. So 90 days isn't too long, and yet it's long enough. It's long enough to actually create new habits, new confidence, new consistency, new volume, and new results. That's why a 90-day plan is so effective. I recommend you work with your sponsor or an upline leader in developing and working a 90-day plan with the intention of learning how to jumpstart your quarter as you begin the new year. The simplest way to start is to focus on the same proven gauges we've already discussed. Over 90 days, keep your focus on reaching and exceeding your goals around your paid us title, number of people personally sponsored, number of new customers, number of qualified legs, total organizational volume, and monthly income. The journey begins anew right now in January. Unlimited possibilities await based on your belief, decisions, and ultimate actions. Commit to a sprint. Treat your business like a business. And work a 90-day plan. These proven strategies, when put into action, can help you master your month and set you up for unprecedented success in this month and every month. Now is the time to jump into January and move from aspiration to action. I know you can do it. I'm your biggest fan. Enjoy.